I went into medicine because I wanted to be a loving healer. My family, it was kind of always been a very important influence in my life. And my late grandmother had Alzheimer's disease and battled that that disease for over 10 years. And getting to see my mother and my aunt, her two daughters, taking such good care of her and just really looking after her at home. They did their very best to do everything they could for her and being her caregiver for, you know, over 7 years living with her. And getting to see the impact that their love and their care had on her was just mind-blowing for me and really taught me about what is medicine and, more importantly, what is healing. And I really found one of the most important parts of her healing was their unconditional love, which had nothing to do, you know, with necessarily a specific medical treatment or a medical care that she was receiving, but the power of that to keep her healthy, to keep her going for so long was just really powerful for me. And it really kind of got me thinking about a bigger theme of medicine is what is healing and what does that mean and how can a doctor be a healer? You know, in my mind, I always thought that they just were the same thing, that a doctor is a healer. And, you know, and I've gotten to see through my experiences in the hospital setting and in the medical school setting that, yes, a doctor can be a healer. But sometimes being a doctor is just being a doctor, that you can provide outstanding medical care. You can give the standard of care, you know, and even go above that. You can read the most evidence-based literature, and you can be up to date on every single possible treatment and have a differential diagnosis that is so extensive and trying to find every single thing wrong. But when you're, sometimes that doesn't mean you're a healer. And even like the way that medicine is presented, where you have to find something wrong and fix it, that there's innately something wrong, rather than healing and optimizing and kind of promoting healing of the body and not necessarily finding something that needs to be fixed. And this was a difficult lesson for me to learn and a difficult lesson for me to observe. And I've always kind of come back to what my family showed me and what I learned from their experience, that unconditional love and having the intention of healing, having the intention of caring, of giving of yourself in that patient relationship, that's something I held dear. And within that, I kind of found integrative medicine was the only way to be the kind of doctor I wanted to be the healer that I wanted to be, and to make those not mutually exclusive, to make them together, where a doctor is a healer. So for me, being a healer is, one of the biggest things is caring about the patient unconditionally before even, maybe even meeting them, but just having the idea that I want to be present with them and to be whatever they need in that moment. One thing I was taught in medical school is that, you know, 75-80% of your diagnosis can come from the history, and that's true. And you have to allow the patient to give you that history. You have to allow them to speak. And through that, there's so much healing. Sometimes it's mind-blowing for someone to just be given the permission to speak, and being given the permission to tell their story. And that doesn't always have to involve, you know, a medical treatment or a diagnosis. It maybe it will, but it's just so powerful to allow someone to speak. One of the biggest challenges for me in our system of medicine is time, is feeling so rushed by either my, you know, attending or by the resident I'm working with, you know, before even going in, they say, okay, you have 10 minutes and come back out and we'll go through everything you found. I want you to do a history, a physical, and give me some, you know, brief diagnosis in that 10 minutes. And, you know, some patients, that's fine. Some patients don't have as much to say. And if they're relatively well and coming in for something really acute and quick, then that is appropriate. But every patient is different. And so some patients need more than that 10 minutes. They have a lot they need to share. They may not come to someone, to a doctor in so long, or they may be coming to so many doctors that haven't listened and they have so much they want to share. And when you begin to let them speak, a lot may come out, and 10 minutes may not be enough to do that. Sometimes you just bite the bullet and take that extra time and receive a little bit of criticism back, knowing that you did what you thought was best, and You know, when you're the physician, you do what you feel is best. And when you want to really make a difference, sometimes you put the patient before yourself, before your grade, before your feedback, you know, or before the reimbursement of the insurance company when you're, you know, when you're no longer a student. Sometimes you have to put healing and put the patient before that reimbursement. And funny enough, you know, you may not get the monetary reimbursement for that time, but knowing that the patient is getting better and that they're happy, they're healed, or knowing that the patient is going through a healing process and is content and is more nourished, that in itself is a reimbursement. Maybe not monetarily, but very powerful. Because I have very little background in medicine, no one in my family has been in the medical field. What I observed, that loving kindness from my family, is something that I just felt all the physicians would have and would show during their patient encounters. And through medical school, I got to see, you know, various models of what it is to be a doctor and how a patient interaction can go. And some of them were really wonderful and were role models to what I had seen from my own family. And some experiences were, you know, not as ideal and maybe were, you know, less focused on the healing and more focused on, you know, the time and the diagnosis and kind of problem solving, which is, you know, an important piece of medicine, but not always the number one goal. So for all of those listening, one thing I challenge you to think about is, what do you really feel is health? What does it mean to be healthy? And what do you see as health for yourself and for those that you know? And then what do you think is healing? What does it mean to be a healer? And how can you yourself, you know, we're all healers, whether you're a physician, whether you're a banker, whether you're a mom, whether you're anyone, everyone is a healer. So when you come into contact with those in your life, how can you be a healer to them? What can you do to promote their own, you know, health?